Kale and Company, weekday mornings, 6 till 10.
Police investigating a deadly triple shooting. This happened outside a bar in West Philadelphia, 5300 block of Arch Street. And police say they believe this thing started as an argument between a security guard and the gunman. So that 30-year-old security guard rushed to the hospital, where he did later die. The two other victims were told, 35-year-old woman and a 30-year-old man, they're in stable condition. And police believe the other victims were just bystanders at the time of that shooting. So far, no arrests have been made yet. So Philadelphia police looking for that gunman, as now this has turned into a homicide investigation. We also have the search for an arsonist. This is in the Manayunk section of Philadelphia. All of these vehicle fires at parking lots in Manayunk, this is under investigation, and this is an act of arson. Was not some kind of an accident, according to police. So started Friday, happened over the weekend as well, and police say they responded to 911 calls for vehicle fires in that parking lot on the unit block of Cotton Street. So nobody injured, to my knowledge, but why would you start these vehicles on fire? Two vehicles on fire in one shot, a 2010 white Hyundai Tucson, and then as well a 2004 silver Chevy Malibu. So was this a case where it's targeted? Was this, you know, what's going on here? So we're following that one for you as well as Philadelphia police investigate.
Well, on the bright side, they're not Teslas.
Oh,
I was waiting for you to drop the Tesla make and model, but no, they're just cars from, 21 years ago and 15 years ago?
Yeah, older vehicles. Yeah. Why?
Probably time for them to get off the road anyway, right?
Yes. During this Lenten season, we have Pope Francis finally coming home. So weak. They're saying he was quite weak and frail, as some people were trying to see, as he was returning home to the Vatican from the hospital. And that was yesterday, after surviving that 5-week life-threatening bout with pneumonia. And so he actually made a little bit of a surprise stop at his favorite basilica on the way home before beginning 2 months of prescribed rest and recovery during this Lenten and obviously upcoming Easter season. So 88-year-old pontiff entering the Perugino Gate into Vatican City, and Francis was seen in the front. He was in the front passenger seat wearing nasal tubes, and that was to give him the supplemental oxygen. So a lot of prayers for the Pope, but yes, he was leaving the hospital, gives the thumbs up, cheering crowds. It is Italy, after all. Right?
Yeah.
Very excited.
2 months of prescribed rest.
Yeah,
I think all radio hosts should be prescribed 2 months of rest around July and August, if you get my drift.
And closer to home, I'll say to you that this is kind of a sad era ending, if you will, in Philadelphia. The Macy's in Center City, Philadelphia, closing its doors
good. The amount of posts I've seen about this over the weekend.
Just
gives
the
frogs.
Oh, God forbid a retail store is closing.
Oh, my Lord. Oh. It's like, here's a video of the organ playing Fly Eagles Fly. Okay.
You'll be able to get your Estee Lauder perfume at one of the other 7,000 Macy's.
I understand the nostalgia of it. I do.
Wanamaker building.
I'm a nostalgia guy. I just, it's a department store, for God's sake.
How are you going to act when Pat's and Geno's closes up? My God.
Well, Macy's. They're saying it's the end of an era. They were selling everything. And even one guy ran in, had to buy a mannequin because the movie Mannequin was partially shot there.
Oh,
so you could buy
the
mannequins.
That's right. It was shot there.
That horrible movie.
A piece of history.
Wasn't that, that was Andrew McCarthy, right? Yeah, the Rat Pack.
And so there was a special send-off featuring the legendary Wanamaker organ.
Oh, God.
Playing the organ. And that was yesterday. So many people coming to say goodbye. Now, the organ will stay, but it looks...
Thank God.
Yeah. I know you're all wondering. Well, it's kind of cool.
Every time my wife and I go to Macy's, we end up separated. I can never find her.
Oh.
I go down to look at a pair of jeans. Next thing I know, I can't find her.
Well, 91LSXer on the YouTube chat has a good point. He says, it's the building, not Macy's. It's about the decline of civilization. Because we can't have nice things in Center City because...
Yeah.
You know,
Dawn, isn't that where the
security?
Yeah, the security guy. Isn't that where the kid stole the hat? And then he came back and attacked the guard as he's working his second job to make ends meet.
And so what happened with that was that kind of that was a tragedy. The family sued and won.
Good.
But as well, it exposed the situation because all the numbers came out because the family was suing.
Mm-hmm.
And so everything comes out in discovery in the courts. And so when everything came out in discovery, part of what was going on was that the security guard said, well, if something's between $350, there was a debate. Is it $350 or $500? How much can you steal from the store without the DA's office prosecuting?
Yeah.
And that was all revealed during that.
Mm-hmm.
And so it was shortly thereafter, then after that lawsuit, that we heard, yep, they were closing for good.
Jimmy Kelly in our group text says, how long before dawn does a story about someone trying to steal the organ?
That's a good point.
Well,
Friday.
They'd be in big trouble because that organ is protected by the Philadelphia Historical Society.
Of course it is.
So they can't touch it.
Yeah.
So it looks like the building, it's kind of cool, the building will actually become housing. They've been bought out by a New York developer, and so looks like that's what's going to go on. It's going to be fancy condos.
Oh, fancy guy. Okay.
It's not migrant housing.
Yeah, I was just going
to say that. Right.
Sanctuary suites.
Oh, God.
Well, unless we decide to pay for it.
Yeah, that's true.
Those days are over.
Yeah.
It's a rainy, kind of miserable Monday morning, 42 degrees right now, headed up to 58 degrees with rain today. We will see the sun tomorrow, 60 degrees, and the warmest weekday for us. Well, that's not true. Actually, we're going to eke out 61 by Friday. So 60 tomorrow for your Tuesday, Wednesday 54, Thursday, the brightest, sunniest day, but a cooler day with only 53 degrees. But Friday, we start a bit of a warm-up. 61 for your Friday, Saturday 64, by Sunday, 67 degrees. After today, I don't see a big chance for precipitation. Throughout this week, we're going to see that warm-up happening. But Sunday, the culmination was 67 and sunny skies. So we just have to get through today. Kind of a raw, rainy day. A lot of accidents out there, so be safe. This is Kellen Company News Live.
All right, Dawn, thank you very much. 6:12 on this Monday morning. Let's get to another Big Take.
The Big Take on Kellen Company.
Which is brought to you by Natural Lawn of America, America's informational warfare. You know, the American media landscape has shifted drastically in the last few years. The days of TV, newspapers, and broadcast radio are no longer the go-to for those in the United States seeking out information and entertainment in their traditional old-school format. Radio has evolved. We have apps, we have YouTube streams here on Kalen Company to complement traditional spots on your AM or FM dial. Every TV network now has a streaming service in addition to their traditional channel. Newspapers have digital copies and content behind paywalls. But for quite some time, we've been living in tribal times where you can seek out whatever you want. Perhaps validation and confirmation of your beliefs only. Perhaps niche topics and subjects on social media or via a podcast. Almost everything has a slant to it. There's very little room for the middle, despite the alleged demand for it from one-third of Americans. But one thing is for sure, alternative media is thriving and legacy media is dying. People have short attention spans. People are exhausted by the fear porn. People are looking at results and what policy impacts and affects their bottom line. The Democrats are aware of this, as is the mainstream media. Here's New York Times columnist and podcast host Ezra Klein on Bill Maher's HBO show on Friday night. Listen and watch this.
The thing about the election, the thing about politics right now, is Donald Trump wins people who don't like to think about politics, right? That's very, very clear in all the polling. If you follow the news, you voted for the Democrats, by and large. If you don't follow the news, you voted for him. And I'm not saying that that means that people who voted for him are less smart or anything like that, but the problem the Democrats have, the problem for that Andrew's argument has, that my argument has, that your argument has, is how do you reach people? It's not even really, I think, that the problem is people hear that the Venezuelan gang members are being deported and who, you know, what is the judge's power over this? They don't hear about it at all, oftentimes, right? I mean, this stuff is all in the news, and if you're tuned it out, it's very hard to get to you. And so the thing that I think they understand, I mean, you've had Steve Bannon on the show, right?
I think we have him coming up. So yes, we've had him, and we're going to have him again, and then he's going to have us.
His whole thing is he flooded his own... His whole thing is you flood the zone of because the pipe of information for most people is pretty narrow. And even they hear about one thing, they don't hear about the other eight, they don't hear about the other 10. You overwhelm the media, you overwhelm people, and also you recognize that most people don't want to think about it, right? And so you can get a lot done under the cover of chaos, and it's a very genuine problem. It's not a crazy strategy.
If you need further proof that legacy media is dying, just take a look at the iPhone and Apple rankings in their App Store for the most downloaded news services. Phil, please throw up the side-by-side graphics here on YouTube. You will see visually the top free apps are X, Reddit, and Substack. The top grossing apps are X, the New York Times, Wall Street Journal, Bloomberg, Washington Post, and Fox Nation. And speaking of the New York Times, the New York Post with this headline: the Pentagon's chief spokesman ripped a garbage New York Times report claiming that billionaire Elon Musk would be briefed on Friday about the U.S. military's top secret plans for a possible war with China. That man would be Sean Parnell. He joined us on Friday for Radiothon in the Travis Mannion Foundation, and I asked him about this story. Here's that Q&A. Listen and watch.
Sean, I know the New York Times is back to their old bag of tricks with misinformation, and you had some comments earlier today on television on Fox News. If you'd care to reiterate those statements in regards to the New York Times undermining the Department of Defense.
Very, very mad about this. Very upset about it. And, you know, bottom line is that they ran with this story with the headline that was, by the way, that was it was just flat out irresponsible and dangerous about Elon Musk coming to the Pentagon to receive a super secret, top secret brief on, you know, war plans or for a potential war with China. I'm paraphrasing, but that was the gist of it. First of all, this secretary, and I know because I've been on the bilateral calls with both our alliances and our adversaries, he's working so hard to implement the president's agenda and implement a peace through strength agenda that can both build up our military and deter our adversaries. He's working overtime to ensure that that happens. And this headline really undermines and undercuts that process. And the crazy thing about it is that we essentially told the New York Times, the reporter, prior to writing that story, that that's not correct. Like, this headline is not based in reality. The angle that you're working on this story is completely fake, yet he ran with it anyway. And to me, I think what it does is underscores a sinister motivation that is not attached to reality, one of which is based on hurting the secretary and ultimately President Trump through the secretary. And really, articles like that, you know, I think we did a good job basically saying that it was fake, but articles like that can be just undermine our goals of trying to pursue peace.
It's almost as if the mainstream media and the Democrats are openly trying to inflame tensions and provoke World War III. Meanwhile, Donald Trump is trying to establish global peace, and the spin is that somehow he's the bad guy. And I want people to think about that story. So Trump wants to establish peace in the Middle East. Reports over the weekend that he will look to expand the Abraham Accords. He's also trying to end the war with Russia and Ukraine, but somehow is going to go to war with China? That doesn't add up. And it's the narratives, the stunts, and the bad reporting, and the failure to vet sources like this that has led to Democrats losing out in the social media battles for control of information. Politico with the headline: the Democrats are losing the social media wars. This young socialist is hoping to change that. They write Zohran Mamdani may not win his election, but he could offer a strategy to the left. Mamdani is a socialist and a TikTok savant running for mayor in New York City. I'll help Politico out with this one. No socialist is winning, period. Cuomo will win that election. But have you seen Bernie Sanders and AOC lately running around like media lunatics? Trump won in part for many reasons, but one of which was conservatives and Republicans flocking to TikTok. But if you need further proof of how bad it is for the left and their allies in the legacy media, let's go to the tape. Here's a mainstream media montage that illustrates their coordinated yet collapsing talking points, with the new target being Elon Musk. Listen and watch.
Elon Musk's so-called Department of Government Efficiency is taking a chainsaw to the federal workforce.
Elon Musk continues his chainsaw attack in Washington.
Let's hide behind the chainsaws.
Smart.
You know, taking a chainsaw, if you will, to the federal government, that's, you know, decapitating a lot of lives.
And they slashed and hacked with the chainsaw.
The slashing and the burning, the chainsaw.
Elon Musk with that chainsaw.
I mean, he's walking around acting like he's the head of Doge. He's, you know, brandishing the chainsaw.
9 months pregnant with Elon Musk's chainsaw.
Marauding with a chainsaw.
Wait a second, Buster.
Most Americans who do not pay attention and process politics beyond an entry level are now aware of these tricks and their tactics of the left and the mainstream media. And it doesn't work. The message is terrible. It's predictable. It's completely coordinated by design. And the politicians are detached from reality. The people that get in front of a microphone or a camera are absolutely insane. But two more examples to illustrate that would be Rosie O'Donnell and Jamal Bowman. Now, as we know, Rosie O'Donnell kept her promise and fled the United States of America after Donald Trump won in November. She has since moved to Ireland, but she's still in front of the cameras. Let's go to the Irish election denier, Rosie O'Donnell. Listen and watch.
You know, a lot of people did vote for him.
Yes.
Do you accept their right to do that and their opinion of him?
Well, I respect their right to do that. I question why the first time in American history a president has won every swing state and is also best friends and his largest donor was a man who owns and runs the Internet. So I would hope that that would be investigated and that we would see whether or not it was an anomaly or something else that happened on election night in America when Kamala Harris was filling up stadiums with people who supported her. And Donald Trump was not able to do that. So it's curious to me. And as an American and a believer in democracy, I would hope that we would be able to look at all of the reasons why this happened in our country.
If you want to win elections, you might need to find voices and faces that are the complete opposite of Rosie O'Donnell. Or don't, and continue to have men vote for Republicans. Also, platforming an ousted one-and-done squad Dem whose only accomplishment is pulling a fire alarm during a congressional vote might not be the best path for redemption. Here's Jamal Bowman getting CNN in trouble. Listen and watch.
That's not true. And this shows, again, the American people do not trust Elon Musk. And Elon Musk is incompetent in his position. And how do we know? Because they fired tens of thousands of people. It was challenged in court. The court said the people have to go back. And now the people are coming back. He's incompetent. He's a thief. He's a Nazi. And people don't trust him. Period.
Let me just... Calling people you disagree with politically a Nazi? That is so summer 2024. It's also a losing recipe. It will also get you to offer up a legal apology after the suits tell you to get back in front of the camera and correct yourself. And it could cost you a lot of money, Jamal Bowman. Elon Musk reportedly considering litigation after Bowman's absurd commentary. And oh, by the way, Elon Musk, he sends rockets into space. Jamal Bowman can't tell you the difference between a man and a woman. I'm not sure we should be measuring intellects here. But the bottom line is this. In a polarized, tribal, divided America, at least in the media and on social media, one thing is very clear. Messaging matters. The names and the faces matter. One side is keeping it simple, stupid. The other is self-sabotaging and self-destructing every day as they teeter on the brink of elimination. Not my words, but Bill Maher's, doubling down on the absurd. And the most gratifying part of it all is that most people don't see or hear the stupid anymore. We just do them a favor and highlight it right here. And that's the big take.
The Big Take on Kale and Company.
Brought to you by Natural Lawn of America. From organic fertilizer to safer weed and insect controls, Natural Lawn makes sure that your lawn thrives naturally season after season. Choose Natural Lawn and get free seeding every year by calling 800-FREE-SEED-NOW. 855-839-1210. If you want to jump in, we'll continue on the other side as we've got a couple of local stories in Pennsylvania here with the domestication of pet deer and also cell phone bans in Pennsylvania and why most school districts are not taking advantage of the cash and the resources that would come with it. It's Kale and Company. We're back after this on a Monday on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
This is the Kale and Company podcast from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and on the free Odyssey app.
Friday, I thought it was interesting because you had a lot of people saying a lot of stupid things. Nothing, I think, more dangerous. We could sit here and talk about Rosie O'Donnell questioning the election. That's kind of fun and goofy. Jamal Bowman sitting there saying Elon Musk is a thief, he's incompetent, and he's a Nazi, which I really do hope he's forced to issue an apology. Elon Musk reportedly considering legal action. You're going to call somebody a thief, you better be able to back it up. You're going to call somebody a Nazi, A, that's not true. B, it's so 9 months ago. And C, you could be facing defamation or slander or libel suits, but that's neither here nor there. Really, the big thing that I thought was interesting was when Sean Parnell, and I don't remember because I think this was maybe around 1 or 2 o'clock on Friday. So we're in our 8th or 9th hour of doing Radiothon, and Sean Parnell comes on, and obviously he works under Pete Hegseth. And I saw earlier in the morning, he was on one of the morning shows on Fox. I think it was Fox and Friends, where he was basically saying, no, the New York Times, and we had told the New York Times in advance that this is not true. Your sources are incorrect, that Elon Musk is going to be in a World War III China war briefing with Donald Trump, and basically says that is absolutely not true. The New York Times then decides to run the story. I don't know if they have retracted the story, kind of like the Associated Press has had to do a couple of times in the last few weeks with erroneous reporting. But that is a very, if you're going to report something like that, and Dawn, I don't know what your rule of thumb is as a journalist, but, you know, I would assume you have to have multiple sources to run with something. I would probably say if we're talking about a war with China, you better have 3 or 4 really good sources that you vetted and you really believe in those people to run with a story, which, again, it, to me, it doesn't make sense, Dawn. You're going to end wars in the Middle East and with Russia, Ukraine, yet Donald Trump, with the track record of peace in his first term, is going to start a war with China. Now, if you want to start a trade war with a country, I got it. And we're kind of living through that right now. But that was really erroneous. And I thought Sean Parnell, and I haven't seen or heard a ton of Sean Parnell, but in the few clips that I've seen of him, he's usually a low-key, very measured guy. You could tell his blood was boiling over that story.
Yeah, so he calls it garbage. He says it's just fake news. It's absolutely not true. So what's going on here? Obviously, the NYT had some source. Who is that source? I mean, you know, you say that you have anonymous U.S. officials claiming this and that top military brass from the Pentagon would be briefing Musk on these top secret defense topics, including China. First of all, I don't think he has clearance. And so that would be, it doesn't even ring true. So who told the New York Times that?
Well, yeah.
Who in the government? Because they need to be outed.
They should be fired immediately if it is true. But I think it's one of these things where it's easy to pin. And we've seen Elon Musk kind of become the new top target for the media, right? Because of Doge, because of axing, or as they say, the chainsaw to all these agencies and cutting through all the bureaucracy and all these people that are losing their jobs. And they see Elon Musk every single place that Donald Trump is. I mean, I've seen Elon Musk by Trump's side more than I've seen Trump's kids by Trump's side. It's like Elon's the adopted son. But why would Elon Musk, a businessman, now I get it, cars, SpaceX, cutting waste, fraud, and abuse is the terminology that they like to use. You're right. Why would Elon Musk be in a conversation about potential war with China? Why would Elon Musk be at an NIH meeting? Like, Elon Musk is an expert in certain fields. Elon Musk is no Secretary of Defense. He's not a military combat veteran. To be completely honest, and he's smarter than I'll ever be, I don't know if Elon Musk knows the first thing about war and global conflict. So why would he even be briefed on that? And honestly, and I like Elon Musk, and I'm an Elon Musk fan. I love what Doge is doing. But the truth is, he's not an elected leader. He's a vanity project guy that has joined Trump to, you know, get the balance out the budget, right? We like our business leaders in politics these days. This is the trendy thing. Well, if you've never been able to operate a business successfully, how can you operate the federal government? Bring in the business people. And they've been successful in doing so. But Elon Musk, China, possible war? It doesn't add up. Not when we talk about a guy, and Don, you say this all the time, peace through strength. Donald Trump is not interested in funding the military-industrial complex and the war machine. Why would you go to battle with, one of your biggest commercial and industrial allies, and two, China's probably the country I don't want to mess with when we're talking about global conflict. You want to fight Canada? We'll finish off Canada in 3 days. China? I'm not so sure about that. 855-839-1210.
I'll tell you this. I don't think Elon is necessary. To me, the issue here is with every one of these kind of things that begins with fake news, it's just like gossip. You know, think about somebody gossiping in your family. So the New York Times has some source. What's the agenda of that source? So it was there some slideshow somebody was preparing to, I don't know, share with him. Somebody gets their undies in a bundle. They report it to the New York Times. So either the source is just a horrible source and is making something up, or there's some level of truth and the source has blown it up. Mm-hmm. That's how I see it.
Yeah,
the New York Times is not, they're not going to completely just make something up. They're not going to fabricate something, but it's your job when you have something that just doesn't ring true.
Yep.
Then it's your job as that journalist to go and vet the situation.
Mm-hmm.
You know, recently I interviewed, she's a great reporter. Her name's Emily Kopp with a K. And so she did all these investigations. She's pretty much just out of college, just a few years out of college. Investigative reporter. She goes, starting with the pandemic, she does all of this reporting on the pandemic. And finally, just about a week and a half ago, New York Times names her and says, hey, we, the New York Times, we had it wrong. And they name her as somebody who's a credible source who was right.
Well, that's going to be tough for them to swallow.
So I'm glad that they did that.
Yeah.
But I would hope that whoever their source is, they never listen to that person again. Who is that person and what's their agenda?
I agree. All right, if you want to jump in, 855-839-1210. Let's get down to the local business at hand. I love this story, and I don't understand what the infatuation is with humans and animals that are not meant to be pets, so to speak. And I say that as a dog owner. I've had four dogs, love dogs, although this dog I like the least. This dog, the dog I currently have, is the lowest in my power rankings. But
that's
of course,
not right.
He's just a pain. He's a stupid dog. Stupid person, stupid dog. Oh, we're a bad combination. So People Magazine and also Philadelphia Inquirer with this story. I want to start with the national publication of People Magazine. Headline, authorities confiscated a beloved deer that a woman raised as a pet. Authorities confiscated a deer that a Pennsylvania woman has been keeping as a pet, according to the Pennsylvania Game Commission and multiple reports. Tammy Shirey of Fayette County says that she and several members of her neighborhood have raised the 2-year-old deer.
This is Pennsylvania, right?
That is correct. Yeah. Whom they named Baby ever since they found him as a fawn. This is according to the CBS News affiliate, KDKA, which I think is the Pittsburgh CBS affiliate.
Yeah, it's our sister station, too.
Okay. Shirey, 64, told the outlet that the baby, that's the name of the deer, has received all the same vaccines that are required for deer on deer farms, and that she believed she had all the necessary paperwork to legally keep Baby as a pet. Sighting of deer in collar with pet painted on its body prompts a warning from officials. However, Pennsylvania law states that deer can only be kept as domestic pets if they were born in captivity, which Baby was not. Shirey attempted to intervene when state authorities showed up at her property to take Baby away, and she was subsequently arrested. People reached out to Pennsylvania State Police, but did not receive an immediate response. The Pennsylvania Game Commission confirmed it has Baby in its custody, right next to Sam Bankman-Fried, and he has not been euthanized at this point in time, per KDKA. The Game Commission also told the outlet that it is currently deciding on the next steps for the animal. Now, if you remember, everybody was up in arms a couple of months ago when Peanut the Squirrel was euthanized in upstate New York when state authorities came in and captured the squirrel from home, and then they put that sucker out to pasture. I want to get to the Philadelphia Inquirer story in a moment, but I don't understand, and I didn't grow up on a farm. I didn't grow up in a rural area. I mean, I've lived in suburbs and townships. I've lived in the city. I've lived in the South, but not on a farm. I don't understand the infatuation with taking animals out of their natural habitat and raising them.
So this story, it's not just a woman who has a deer, a baby deer in her backyard, and she's feeding it, right?
Nope.
It's like she's keeping it in her house. Yes. I believe I saw a picture. I believe this is a trailer park.
No judgment. Yeah.
But it's an older, lonely woman.
Yeah.
Who has taken up.
She's 64.
Okay, so she's not that old. The lonely woman who is taken up with a deer.
Yeah.
Because she's a little lonely.
It's important to point out that baby has been neutered, and also the antlers were altered.
So it's a trans
baby who's a male. Yeah, basically. Yeah.
So she basically took this deer and said, "You can't be in the wild anymore because we've taken away all of your, you know, quote unquote powers for the wild, domesticated them.
Could never survive in the wild.
And it would never survive in the wild."
Yes.
So the latest on this one, just to update you on the story, the Game Commission has reported they did find a quote licensed facility in the state of Pennsylvania that will accept the deer and look after the deer permanently.
Okay.
They're not going to euthanize it?
They're not going to euthanize the deer. They have found a facility.
Now the Inquirer has to put its slanted stench on this story. Wait till you hear this headline. Swear to God.
This is my favorite Inquirer story of the weekend.
This is already the leader in the clubhouse. A Pennsylvania woman domesticated a wild deer. MAGA and Musk are after the state officials who took the animal away. For nearly 2 years, they write, this is written by Jesse Bunch, Tammy Sherry's rural western Pennsylvania backyard was like a scene out of Disney's Snow White. She forms an impenetrable bond with the wild animal. There were daily feedings that include strawberries, blueberries, and butternut squash by the gallon. So already this deer eats better than I do. There was also a plush bed for baby to doze off on the back porch.
Baby.
Delighted in playtime, even nudging a big purple ball across the yard alongside Tammy's two chihuahuas. So she's got two dogs and a deer, and they all get along in harmony. Unlike Democrats and Republicans, animals can get along. So when the deer resists, bucking and falling to the ground, a distressed Sherry can be heard repeatedly yelling, "You're gonna hurt him." This is as Pennsylvania Game Commission officials showed up at the house. Now, here's where
they were pulling it by a rope.
Yes. Here's where it gets, quote, political, according to the Inquirer.
See, people see that video, because that video made the rounds on social media.
And they get in their feelings.
And they get all in their feelings. Like, "You're gonna hurt the deer!
Yeah.
You're gonna hurt the deer!"
Yeah. Across the internet, more than 100,000 people have seen the video. So if we can find this video, Phil or Jimmy, I'd love to play this. Jenkins initially posted it to Facebook. TikTokers are sharing the footage to outraged followers, and now they've racked up hundreds of signatures for the petition. And even Elon Musk has chimed in, saying, quote, "Authorities need to stop doing this." So there's the Musk angle. Now, his post garnered 115,000
so
likes.
So Elon is sympathetic to Tammy?
Yes. Yeah.
Oh.
Yes. Can Elon Musk concentrate on Doge, SpaceX, and Tesla? He wasn't asked about it. He commented on it on Twitter, where he spends 99% of his day.
It's his playground.
Oh, God.
And then
get a job.
And here's where MAGA gets involved. Marjorie Taylor Greene, never missing out on an opportunity to throw her stench into the pile, like the Inquirer, posted in support of Baby on X, saying it is a tyrannical, bureaucratic overreach. So that, I think, is where we can have the discussion of the politics and, you know, government overreach.
Of all the things that the Game Commission has to do, so the question is, how did they know about Tammy and her chihuahuas and the deer? Because somebody in Tammy's family or somebody in Tammy's community called the Game Commission. So guess what?
Yeah.
It's against the law to domesticate a wild born
animal.
Thank
you.
And I'm sorry, my mom, who grew up in Wisconsin, don't you know, as she, when she was young, had a similar thing. She was a little girl. There was a baby deer abandoned in the woods. She took the deer unbeknownst to her parents. She had it like back in a shed or whatever. She was feeding it and giving it a bottle. And then when her, my grandpa, who, by the way, you know, Purple Heart.
Shot it.
United States Marine. Well, probably later at some point. But grandpa was.
Made some venison steaks.
Oh, yeah, love me some venison.
Grandpa John was like, Rosemary, you cannot keep a wild. It's against the law. You cannot do this. So they, but they didn't alter the deer, and the deer was still a baby. So they found it. They figured it out. They let it back out in the wild.
Mm-hmm.
And because it's a wild animal. So the problem here with this is that she, I guess she had a veterinarian probably broke the law, because a veterinarian actually neutered the male deer.
Yeah, you're not supposed to do that.
Do you know what I mean?
I know.
That's like clipping clipping the wings of a migratory bird. You can't do that
right.
stuff.
Right. I agree. So, very simple. There's a law that says you cannot take them, you know, out of the wild unless they were born in some sort of habitat where they were domesticated from Jump Street. It's a very simple law. You have to adhere to it. Now, all of a sudden, she claims that she's the victim. Poor baby. Poor lady. Give me a break here. Can't pick and choose selectively a la carte when we want to adhere to the law and then be outraged over it because you're in your feelings despite what the law says.
It's kind of to be fair, though, it's kind of a stupid law.
Well,
right?
I agree.
You know what I mean?
That's a different conversation.
It is, to Dawn's point, which I think is a good one, like, don't they have anything better to do with their time than...
But my,
you think somebody in that neighborhood was like, you know what?
It's not a neighborhood. It's
you're out in the country.
It's her neighborhood.
Somebody complained, though. Somebody,
it's her trailer park community.
Thank you. Somebody, they did not just happen upon this. You know, they're not like Elmer Fudd, like searching for a lady who castrated and domesticated a deer. So I just think that, I think somebody turned Tammy in, and she should probably, you know, to the point to weave in your big take. You think about the New York Times and Tammy. Who are these sources? You know, who turned Tammy and her dear baby in? And who said that about, you know, Elon and the New York Times? Those people need to get a life.
Agreed.
I just love,
you know.
I've never read Jesse Bunch up until today.
It's Will's kid.
Is that, I was just going to ask, is that Will's kid?
Yeah.
Okay. So, yeah, of course, you know, because now.
He's a big lefty.
Obviously, MAGA and Musk are stepping in. You know, Marjorie saying it's tyrannical overreach. I don't think it's tyrannical overreach.
If you're in the Game Commission, here's the thing about it. If you're in the Game Commission and you get calls from people and they say, hey, this is happening and da 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 da. You have to go. They're filing reports. You have to go. And once you go and you see that somebody's breaking the law, I'm not blaming the game commissioners, the folks, for doing their job.
Yeah.
They don't really have a choice. It's like a cop, you know.
Yeah. Right.
You call a cop to the scene and there's somebody starting a fire.
It's kind of what you signed up for.
You know what I mean? You got to follow
the
procedure.
The real Ron Swanson on YouTube says she turned baby into a beta buck. Road Warrior says morning crew goes full government enforcement. I'm not government enforcement. I'm just it's look. Yeah, you can you want to do. I don't care. It's just there's a little, in my opinion, a little mental instability there you want to keep a deer.
It's like that chick in Lake Placid that was feeding the baby alligator.
Yeah.
She gave her dead husband.
Ugh.
Yee.
Remember that? I think it was Betty White.
But to your point, the truth is that these animals also, even though they say baby is vaccinated, these animals, they carry diseases. It's a wild animal. It's the law.
Well,
if you don't like the law, change the law. But I'm not going to blame. Let me just ask you. If you're that game commission guy or gal who gets called, do you want to write up that report?
No.
Do you want to have to put the rope on the deer and have the crying lady and have all this coverage? Can you imagine?
I would have reported back to my supervisor. No sign of a deer here. We looked for like 9 minutes.
They should have roped alarm. They should have roped the lady.
I mean, so the game commission workers, like, man, that's not a good day.
No,
you're getting ripped by everybody across, you know. It's like, oh, man, I got to write up all these reports. They got to find a home. They had to find a home for this deer.
Yeah.
This castrated deer that's now miserable.
Yeah.
And it doesn't have any antlers. You know what I mean? It doesn't have any. Doesn't have anything to live for.
He did.
Big balls.
But then, you know, Dana Bash adopted them.
Hairy balls.
And chopped them off. But see, this is where I think the conversation is interesting, because Road Warrior is saying about, you know, the government overreach that we're talking about, and we're on board with, you know, the government intervening or interfering. I'm surprised that this is why I thought this is worth having the conversation. But Road Warrior is a former police officer and a detective for over 3.5 decades. You know, I mean, he personifies law and order. There's a law on the books. Again, you don't have to like the law, but you have to adhere and follow the law until the law is reversed or amended, or you have new legislation that's passed and voted on and approved for. I don't like the laws either, but I'm not going to sit here and pick and choose which one I think are worth following.
Well, thank God there's a sanctuary where they can keep this deer, because it's not gonna survive in the wild.
Because
she took out all of its, you know, deer parts.
What if we grabbed all the deer and put them with the migrants and created just a massive sanctuary, like a sanctuary planet?
That was the thing. My grandpa. I mean, in a serious note, my grandpa told my mom, when you make an animal that's friendly to see, you know, friendly to you, you're putting that wild animal in danger, because they're gonna associate people with food or friendliness. Instead of running, you know, it's like Mr. Stranger Danger, right? And so you're taking away the instincts of an animal. In this case, she took away more than the instincts.
Yes, she took away his manhood.
But, you know, I feel for her. I hope Tammy can find, I hope they tell Tammy where the sanctuary is. Maybe she could volunteer at the sanctuary. Maybe there's a silver lining.
Yeah,
In my opinion, they should lock Tammy up.
Yeah.
Well, that's not.
What do you think goes through Tammy's mind when she walks back into her trailer park and sees the two chihuahuas and baby deer humping pillows?
There's nothing wrong with living in a mobile home park.
No, it's cheaper than the mortgage market these days.
Yeah, Orlando. Orlando on the YouTube chat says, next time you guys jaywalk, make sure you turn yourselves in.
I will.
I mean, this is just a different, like,
jaywalking is a little different.
Imagine living
getting a deer neutered and the cutting off of its antlers.
Imagine living in that trailer park thing.
It's a mobile home.
Whatever you call them. Yeah, like there's the deer. There's all kinds of, like, come on.
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah. That's how pandemic start.
I'll be taking my shotgun out and
disgusting humans.
Taking care of baby myself.
Yeah. Well, first we got bats. Now we've got deer. Where's Fauci? You gotta go up there and vaccinate that whole trailer park.
Oh God.
And
everybody's so righteous.
The commission, they've done all these interviews about this. They've said, no, you cannot get a permit. So this is not a licensing or a VIG, you know, getting the money or anything like that.
Yeah.
If an animal is born in the wild, you cannot get a permit to own it or have it as a pet.
All right.
It's against the law.
Yes, it is.
So lobby and get the laws changed.
There you go. 855-839-1210, the number. Dawn will have some news to kick off hour number two. Harry Mays will join us for the cut sheet around 7:45. Two stories to get to before we get to that after the news. The cell phone story in Pennsylvania that is very interesting as far as money that has been allocated in grant form to, you know, put these devices away that most school districts are not taking advantage of. And then surprise, surprise, Rachel Zegler and woke Snow White bombed. We'll give you the details back after this hour two. Stay there.
Start your day with Kale and Company. Weekday mornings 6 till 10 on Talk Radio 1210, WPHT, and the free Odyssey app.